Jesus' father, well, his earthly father, was a carpenter, a builder, a worker of wood and stone, a true craftsman. He had the instinct and the vision to know how to build and the patience to see the project through. As a good Jewish father, he would have started early teaching his son the family craft. Jesus would have learned early what it meant to start a project and then be patient to carry it on until it's completed. Is there some part of you that feels like an unfinished work? Have you been impatiently suffering for a while, longing for the need of completed restoration? Well, this meditation from Philippians chapter 1 will help you find a space to encounter the assurance and patient working of God as you face the question of whether you can ever be restored and complete again. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We will be together in this divine retreat for about 15 minutes. But for now, allow your breathing to settle and your eyes to patiently move from open into a soft gaze and then completely closed. Just settle deeper into this place as you start to notice yourself slowing down into a moment of silent serenity, centering on God at work, completing you, encountering the patience and the forbearance of God. Continue by responding to this passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, complete me. May He bless the reading of His word. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely. Lord God, complete me. May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, complete me. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely complete and sanctify you. So Lord God, complete me. For a moment longer, settle in silence, feeling absolutely complete and whole. But for a moment, note how your mind responds as you consider your own imperfections. What of you feels most incomplete? How does your body respond to being insufficient, perhaps? These thoughts may be difficult to face, but find a peace that you are safe here in the arms of a God continuing to complete and restore you. Now consider the opposite. What if your mind, body, and spirit feels complete? Where do you feel most whole and restored? I'll center there now for another moment. Take some time to scan your mind and body once again, to take inventory of that which feels broken and that which feels healed. What is left waiting and what feels complete? Remember, you're safe here in the completing hands of God. Return now to centering on what feels most healed. What of you feels most restored and complete? Note that. Center on that. And give thanks for that. Center too on your breathing. Deep, complete belly breathing. One deep, slow, complete belly breath. One after the other. And rest here breathing in the completeness of God. Exhale brokenness. Inhale patience. Silently reflect on the word complete. Let this be your centering prayer. Lord God, complete me. As you continue, you may still recognize feelings of impatience and brokenness. Don't fight them. I give you permission to feel those things, but give them no weight or power. But rather use them as reminders to center back on your breathing and whispering the silent words, Lord God, complete me. Continue as you center on God's work within you by listening to this, the first of three divine readings. Listen patiently to this message written by the Apostle Paul, someone who knew all too well of God's never-ending work of restoration within. Imagine this being a personal letter to you from Paul through the Holy Spirit as you listen to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 from the New International Reader's Version. I write this epistle to you from prison, so listen to me carefully. My friend in the faith, never forget that God began a good work in you, and I am sure that He will carry it on until it is completed. That will be on the day Jesus Christ returns. So be patient, my friend. What emotions did that stir as you felt centered on being God's healing work, patiently waiting for restoration? Well, listen once more from Scripture. God began a good work in you, and I am sure that He will carry it on until it is completed. That will be on the day Christ Jesus returns. What of this truth most resonates in your mind? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Holman Bible to be a prayer of patience to accept the sovereign and sufficient plan of God for you and others. Dear Heavenly Father, by your grace and mercy, allow me to be sure of this, that you started a good work in me and will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to think this way, because, Lord God, I have you in my heart. I claim this truth and pray for its application in my life. In the name of our Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these inspired words and let them become your prayer now. A prayer of restoration, a celebration of healing, and a longing for the patience to see his work to completion. Listen now to this wider passage a third time, less for words and more for how you experience them, from the English Standard Version. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you encounter in this passage? How did you experience it emotionally? Reflect on that for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return to Joseph's workshop. Watch him training Jesus, teaching Jesus the patience to build, restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish all that he touches. Feel the sawdust on the floor. Listen to them working. What do you see in Jesus' eyes? Well, relish this moment. Now take this next minute to discern God's presence in your life now, here, where you are. With your eyes still closed, where is Jesus? How are you encountering him? Feel his strong, caring hands on your shoulders, holding you, healing and restoring you, completing you. Surrender to him now. Surrender to his work in you. And discover your patience for him and his patience for you. stay here for a while longer, experiencing the ongoing work of God within you, centering on your breathing as you whisper your centering prayer of, Lord God, complete me. And be mindful of present moments during your day to center on what feels most healed within you. What about you feels most restored and complete? Note that. And be aware of others you encounter on your path that may be fighting feelings of brokenness. Who in your life is in most need of completed healing? How might God use you to remind them of His divine process of complete restoration? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, be mindful for moments to be patient with the divine restoring work within you, for it will be then and there you will encounter the eternal presence and working hands of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you, to never forget that God began a good work in you, and you can be sure that He will carry it on until it is completed. That will be on the day Christ Jesus returns. Be patient, my friend, and may you encounter the tender care of Christ, the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit, and patience with God's handiwork within, both today and always. Amen.